it's mutter. Eloi, if you didn't make a hole in your chotzer, then it's aser. Because since you didn't make a hole in the chotzer, the water is going to go out to the shusher rabin, and we say, Mistama, that was your kavana, we're also to throw it out. Because just to make the ground look nice, what are you throwing so much water there for? It's too much water. And you're not allowed to throw it to the shusher rabin. So that's why it's aser to do it. That's Rabbi's swur. Reb Zeru Omer, Reb Zeru says another swur. Reb Zeru Omer, Dal Damas Taimoy. It's a swur. If you have Dal Damas of ground, the water seeps into the ground. It dissolves in the ground. So then for sure it won't go out through Shusha Rabin. Mashenkein Pochus Medal Damas. If you have less than Dal Damas worth of ground, Loi Taimoy. If you're going to throw two saws of water onto this ground, it's not going to seep into the ground. So Mestama is going to flow out to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and that's also to do on Shabbos. You're like throwing the water to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, that's also to do on Shabbos. That's Reb Zeirus for him. And Rashi says, Taimo, Maya Badal Damis, Ruyin Livla, it's Ruyin to be seeped into the ground. So Sayin, two saws of water, Hilkach. Inam Nofeg Labar. Even if the water does go out through Shusha Rabin, there's no isser. We don't look as if that's what you wanted to do when you're doing what you wanted to do. No, you're not doing what you wanted to do. So it wasn't, it's not Enim Chavin, and it's not called directly Koicho, you're not throwing it directly, therefore it's Mutter. For the Gemara Mai Benayu, what's the chiluk between the two svaras? Between Rabbi's svara to say that Nal Damish, you like to sprinkle the water on the ground that makes the ground good? Or Reb Zeru's for it to say that in Dal Damis, the water is seeped into the ground. The water for sure won't reach the Shus Rabin. My Nafkamina, they're both saying the same thing, that if you have a ground of 4 ounces or 4 amis, you're allowed to spill the water there. For us, it's not as an Nafkamina. Omer Rabaya, Orech the Kotan Iker Benayu. What about if it's long, but narrow? No, it's not exactly a perfect... Yeah, so Rashi and Vobos Masbet, the thought is that if it's long and short, it's not a nice piece of ground. So nobody bothers to make ziluf, to some sprinkle the water on the ground to make the ground look nice. And Rabbi's Svar is only if it's a perfect square, 4 by 4 amis. That's a nice ground that you could use. You could sit there, you could do things there. So then you're makpelite to make the ground look nice. Then we say when you're throwing the water, you're making it the ground should look nice. Mashenkin, if it's a long strip of ground that's 10 amas long, 1 amma wide, it's not kark you can really use. So you don't care about making ziluf of making it look nice. So according to Rabbi, it would be awesome. But according to Rav, according to Reb Zeru, it will be mutter. Reb Zeru is first time in the Mitzvah, that when you throw water into this type of a ground, no matter how shape, whatever the shape is, but as long as it's only daladamas by daladamas, as long as it's daladamas, like a square of daladamas, the water will seep into the ground. It won't go further into Shusha Sarabim, therefore it's muta. So that's nafgamina. Tomorrow tonight, we learn to now Mishnah. Chotzer v'yachsadra mitztarfen al daladamas. If you have a chotzer, and you have a... If you have a chotzer and you have an achsadra porch in front of it, it's mistarfen daladamis. You have a chotzer there and you have a porch. Is a daladamis. Is a marbishleim al Reb Zeru nicha. According to Reb Zeru, it's good. His tahavim miner is the porch is like 1 2x2 amis, and then the chotzer is like a diagonal. Is another 2x2. But our kolponim is not a perfect square 4x4. And still, the Mishnah says it's mistarfin. Mashmul churlot Reb Zedmar, bishleim al Reb Zeru nicha. According to Reb Zeru, it's good. As long as you have an area of 4 amas by 4 amas, it doesn't have to be a perfect square 4x4. You can have 2x2 here, 2x2 here, as long as they're next to one another. It's called you have enough area that this water will dissolve, seep into the ground. It's mutter. So therefore, you could put two things together. Say, half a 2x2 is in a achsadra, is an open porch, and 2x2 is in a chotzer, it's good. Ela la rabba kasha. But according to Rabbi, it says there's only a swerve if you have a perfect square of 4x4 amis, that we say that's a nice piece of ground that you want to use there. How do you use it? You like to sprinkle water on the ground to keep it neat. So here, you can't put two things together. There's not a perfect square of 4x4. You can't put the two together. And so according to kasha and Rabbi, and the Gemara, no, it's just something more says in Santa Teretz here. Tirgamor Reb Zeru Aliba de Rabba. As Reb Zeru himself goes to answer how Rabba will learn Shan now Mishnah. As Reb Zeru that argues on Rabba still says, I can understand you, Rabba. Tirgamor tries to understand. Tirgamor Reb Zeru Aliba de Rabba, the Achsadra Mahaleches Alpene Kol Achotzakula. No, we're talking about that together, both together is a perfect square. You have Mamish 2 amis long here. You have the chotzer here, 4 amos long. Come right. So it says, Tigrim Rab Zera, Libu the Rabba, Rab Zera himself answers himself. That according to Rab, it's also good. Bach Sadra, Maleche Sapne, Kola Chotzakula. We're talking about in the case that the two areas together come out to be a perfect square. In other words, you have the chotzer itself is 4 amos long, 2 amos wide. And right next to it is this open porch that's also 4 amos long, 2 amos wide. So both together is almost a perfect area of 4 by 4 amos. That's why the Mishnah says it's in Staros. So now when you throw the water, we say, what are you throwing the water there? After Zalif, to make this area look nice. You're not throwing the water here to go out to Ishus Rabim. You're throwing the water here to make the area look nice. So therefore, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So it wouldn't be a kasha on Rabbah. Let's bring another raya. The Mishnah says, Chotzer shein bo dal damis adal damis, ein sheichel teuchem mayim b'shabbos. If the chotzer does not have dal damis, that's a bresha of the Mishnah, if the chotzer is not mashm a perfect square of dal damis al dal damis, then we say, ein sheichel teuchem mayim b'shabbos. You can't throw water in there on Shabbos. So it says the Lashon, it's not a perfect square. So bishlei mele rabba nicha. According to Rab, is good why the Mishnah says the Lashon, it's not a perfect square 4x4. But any time it's not perfect 4x4, that area you don't use to mezalev to spritz the water on it, so it's awesome. Elo le rab zera kasha. But Zera says it doesn't have to be a perfect square. As long as the circumference, as long as the square foot inside equals up to be the same thing as 4x4, it's mutter. So why does the Mishnah say it's not dalet by dalet? It doesn't have to be dalet by dalet. It just has to be less. It doesn't have that much area space. El Rab Zera Kasha. Omulach Rab Zera Zerin says, Homani Rabbonim hi. I tell you, the Reish of our Mishnah Enachnam, he goes according to the Rabbonin. That the Rabbonin, the Mishnah says, Pshita, that does know from the Svar of Nivla that the water gets dissolved into the ground. Because the Rabbonin, the Mishnah say, if you have this bit, if you have the canal in the Chotzer, even if the Chotzer is 100 amos long, but Kozeman, you're throwing the water into the canal, it's Osir. When you throw the water into the canal, and it goes 100 amas long in your chutzur, it's not going to get out to Rishas Rabbim. It's going to be Nivla in your karka. So the Rabbanan Svar Pshita, they don't hold from this heter that when you throw the water, it's going to be Nivla into the ground. They don't hold from this Svarim. So Pshita, according to the Rabbanan Taka, the only Svar is, like Rabbi says, it has to be a perfect square, that then we say when you're throwing the water, you know what you're throwing the water for? Lezalef, you're throwing the water to make the karka look nice. Because since you're making the karka look nice, that's mutter. Benachnam, if it wouldn't be a perfect square, according to Rabbonin, it's also. Yeah. Homani Rabbonini. O Masnissin Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. But the rest of the Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Then he holds, no, you could throw the water into the canal. If the canal is 4 amos long, you are allowed to throw the water in. Why? Because Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds a svar for Nivla. So when the water goes through the ground, it seeps into the ground, it won't go out through Shas Rabim, therefore it's mutter. So now it's still not a kasha in Reb Zera. For the Gemara though, my duchka the Reb Zera look with the Masnissin Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Why did Reb Zera though have to say that our Mishnah only goes like a yochid, like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, it doesn't go like a chachamim? Or my Rava Masnissin Kshisei, because Reb Zera had a kasha in our Mishnah. My ira, what does our Mishnah say? My ira the toni chotzer, sheep chusa, why does the Mishnah say this loshin, that the chotzer is less than dalad by dalad? Litzne chotzer shem bo dalad amis, period. Al dalad amis. What is that? No, Hey, the first part was a braisa. Our Mishnah Taka says, Chot Tashib Chusam Yam. Our Mishnah is good. Hey, so Kash before was from a braisa. There's a braisa that says, less than Dal Damas by Dal Damas. So that braisa goes according to Rabbonin. But our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Because our Mishnah, all the Lashon is, Chot Tashib Chusam Yarb Amas. That's all. It doesn't say Lashon, Tokas Mi Arb Amas Al Arb Amas. The Mishnah just says, as long as this chotzer is less than 4 amos, it's aser. Mashma, once there's a square foot there, the same thing of 4x4 would be mutter, even though it's not a perfect square. So our Mishnah tak is not mashma to chomin. Our Mishnah is mashma to Blazer ben Yaakov. It doesn't have to be a perfect square, even though it's not a perfect square. Also it'll be mutter. Yeah. That's why the Mishnah comes, I go to contra Blazer ben Yaakov. And last year, I mean, Blazer ben Yaakov, Mishma Minah. So the more of a midas sefer Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, no. Our Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah says Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. His lechura reisha lav Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Mashma, the beginning of our Mishnah does not come out according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And the way Reb Zeva learns now, no, the beginning of the Mishnah is also Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And the more that's not shver. Kula Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, enechnami. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. V'chasure mechzer, something is missing. V'ochi ketone, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Chotze shiv chusim edal damis. If a chotzer is less than 4 amis, doesn't have the square foot of 4x4, ein shoyv chalatoycha mayim b'shabbos. You're not allowed to throw any water into it on Shabbos, because it looks like you're throwing it out to Rishus Rabbim. Hodal damis, mashma, if the chotzer has the square foot of 4x4, shoyvchin, you are allowed to throw the water into this chotzer, even though it's not a perfect square, it's not made out of perfectly 4x4 amis, it could be made out of a 10x2, would also be good. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, because Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Shita is Viv Hakomer Dal Damas Beshus Rabim. If you have this canal, this charit, this hole in the ground that's leading from your chutzur going out to Beshus Rabim, and you throw the water into the hole, as long as on top of the hole is covered up, has kumer, it's covered up, so it's not a Beshus Rabim underneath it. It's like a mokum p'tur underneath it. It's for 4 amas long. It's covered up. So we say when you throw the water will zicha not pass by this Dal Damas. Because the first 4 amas, the water was zecha seep into the ground, won't go further from that. That's Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Shita. So the whole Mishnah goes according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Anytime you have a shetach of ground 4 amas long, the water will never go further from that. You're allowed to throw the water into this piece of ground on Shabbos, even though outside the ground is Rishus Rabim, because they say the water will not reach the Rishus Rabim. The water will not get so far. Right, the Mishnah says, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Biv HaKomer. He holds if you have this canal going out of your chotzer, but it's Komer, it has a mechitz, it's covered up, it has ground covering it up. Maybe you want to climb over here. Yes. So the Gemara Masnisin the like Chananya. Our Mishnah doesn't come out according to Chananya. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Chananya Omer, Afilu Gag Meyama. Even if you have a roof, 100 amis wide, 100 amis, still lo yishpach. You can't throw the water onto the roof on Shabbos. Lefi shein hagag osel levloya. Because on top of a roof, there's not dirt there. There's not that much dirt, at least. It's not going to be nivle. It's not going to seep into the roof. Elo lekaleach. Now, what are you throwing on top of the roof? Is it going to go down to the side and go into the gutter and go further out for Rishus Rabim? So no matter how long and wide the roof is, he owes this osur. And now Mishnah is not. Now Mishnah says no. That if you have a roof that's more than Dal Damas, even on the roof also we say it's mutter. Maratona. When is our whole Mishnah talking about that you're not allowed to throw the water into the chotzer unless you have a hole there only where the chotzer is less than Dal Damas? That it's only mutter to throw if you make a hole in the chotzer only be Moisachama. It's only in the summer months when it doesn't rain so much. Avul be Moisachishamim in the winter months when you have rain, then Shoifich. Then at any time, no matter how big the karker is, you're allowed to throw the water into your backyard on Shabbos. And do it a second time. It could spill and spill and spill. You don't have to stop. My timer, what's the svara? I lechura, by throwing the water will go into Rishus Rabim. So what's there to throw the water onto your ground? It's less than dollar by dollar, and you're throwing tons of water. It's going to go out to Rishus Rabim. So what's there to throw it for? Or my rova, or the roitze sheyiv l'mayim b'mkoymei. The Teret says, you're not mechavin to throw the water to Rishus Rabim. It's raining outside now. You don't care if the water of Daf will go outside there. Let the water stay in my chotzer. Has bishleim in the summer months when your chotzer looks nice. You don't want to have water in your chotzer. So when you're throwing the water there, you would have to want the water to go through Rishus Rabim. So that would be yosur. But in the winter months, the chotzer is dirty anyway. It's rainy anyway. You don't care if the water stays in your chotzer. So therefore we say, your kavonah is to throw the water into your chotzer. Either water seeps and goes through Rishus Rabim, that's mutter. Because lemaisa, where did you throw your water? Down here onto Rishus Yochid. Either water travels later, that's not called your koichai. You'd be possible such a tzor. There's no way so like that. If your kavonah is to throw it down here, just by itself, it goes further. For that, you put them. If you have kavanah to throw it down there, that would be awesome. But if you don't have kavanah to throw it there, it's mutter. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya is the kasha. Barei Shoivchin. Every time you throw your dirty water out on Shabbos, the yodem roitzel sheyivla. A person wants it to be boleya in the karka. That's what he wants to. It's Rashi by Rei Shevchin. First big line here, Rashi. Rei Shevchin, Hanishpochen la lebit. Whenever you throw your dirty water into this canal, into this charitz in the ground you have, to take the water out of your chotzer, oruch, mei ame, it's 100 ames long, sheyesh boi shir leivla, there is enough, a shir, there's a big enough area there, that the water should seep into the ground and not go to Rishos Rabin, but ka'amru rabbon, the rabbon say mathis, say lo yishpach, you can't throw it there on Shabbos, lahanach debiv, kori shreifkin stomam, lahanach dechotzer kori mayin lefishapam hum mizalfin. They hold, even though you're throwing the water into a canal that's 100 amos long, and Ozich is seeping into the ground, still it's awesome. So even though you have Kavona which is seeping here, the Rabbanan still say it's awesome, because Kafat, it looks like it's going to go into Rishos Rabin. So even in the winter months, when there's water on the ground, so what? When you throw the water into your chotzer, it looks, and the water then does go to Rishos Rabin, according to Rabbon, it should be awesome. Because it's exerib, it looks like you're throwing it directly to Rishos Rabin. So, how do you say it's mut according to everybody? According to Achacham, it should be awesome. Only Abaye, but Reshevch, and the other words, Lashivlo, Kotani, Layishmach. Omalei, Hossam is different. Hossam, Lamai Nechish. I should be yelling. Yeah, Hossam, Lamai Nechish. Lo. Imishum tilkul chatzer, if you're afraid that in the winter months, like when you throw the water, what are you afraid of? If you're afraid that your chatzer will be mekalkul, it'll get ruined, that's why you don't want the water to go into your chatzer, or mekalkul of a kaimi. What do you mean? There's rain all over. The chatzer is dirty and wet anyway. So maybe we say, you need with the water to stay in your chatzer. Vimishum gzera, shem yoimru tsunuru shaplainim mekaleach mayim, maybe there's gzera though, the people will say, no, you're throwing the water into your gutter, because you want the water to go into Rishos Rabim. Stam tsunuris mekalchem heim, there's no gzera in the winter months. Because in the winter months, even though people are going to see the water coming from your gutter into the Rishos Rabim, they're not going to say it's the water you threw now on Shabbos going to Rishos Rabim. They'll say, Stam, in the winter months it's always raining, and there's always water coming down into your gutters. So there's not a gzera that people say, you're like throwing the water into Rishos Rabim. As Mishleim, in the summer months, there's no rainwater. So where does the water go get from the gutter to go out? It's only the water you threw there. So if people are going to see the water going through the gutter into Rishos Rabim, they're going to say, you're standing right next to Rishos Rabim and throwing the water into your gutter to go out to Rishos Rabim. So that's awesome in the Rabbonin. Mashenkin, in the winter months, we don't have this gezeira. Nobody's going to say, pull this guy now, took the water on Shabbos and threw it near the Rishos Rabim. The water is running in the gutter into Rishos Rabim. They'll say, Mestam, that's the rainwater. And the Rizvah speaks out, even if it's not raining right now, but since it was raining yesterday, there's still a lot of water still on the roof. It's still dripping down. So they'll still say it was yesterday's rainwater that's dripping out here now. They won't come to say it's the water you threw now on Shabbos. Therefore, in the winter months, even according to Chachamim, it's mutter to throw the water there. Amar Rav Nachman, b'yemoisak yisham in the winter months, uka machzik sasayim, noisten lo sasayim. If you have this hole that holds two sasayim of water, is nice lost sasayim. You know, that's all we give you. You only allowed to throw in there two saws of water. Machzik saw, if the hole could only hold this saw's worth of water, and then it's also nice and less saw. We only give you a saw, not more. Nice and less saw. In the winter, in the summer months, machzik sasayim, if it holds two saws, that's how big the hole is. Nice lost sasayim, we give you two saws. So, if the hole could only hold the saw, a nice and luck liquor, then we don't give you anything. Because usually a person uses two saws worth of water on Shabbos, so if you only have a hole for one saw, it's not enough. For the Gemara, even if you only have a hole worth of a saw, so good. You can't throw two saws there. But why can't I at least throw one saw? What's wrong with throwing one saw? And the Gemara, Xera, Dilma also lit lace a sign. Because since usually people use two saws worth of water, we're afraid that's what you will use on the Shabbos. For the Gemara, even in the winter months. So Masha Rav Nachman doesn't know from the swear we said before that in the winter months it's always mutter. He doesn't know, even in the winter months, you have to have the hole. So if you only have a hole that holds one saw, why is it mutter to use? Let's make there maybe use two saws. And the Marhosa my Nechishlon. Imishum Kilkul on the Kalkulvakaimi. The Kurmit Sadak Monashach, even without the hole, if you're afraid that you don't want the water to be in your chutzah, because it's going to ruin it, your chutzah is ruined anyway. Imishum Zerashem Yermit Sinurish, Aplenim Mikaleach, Mayim, are you afraid that people will think that you're throwing the water through Shasarabim now? People will say no. Stam Sinuris Mikalchemain. The reason why the water is flowing out of your gutter into Shasarabim is not because you threw the water now. Stam, there's a lot of rainwater in the air now. Or if yesterday's rainwater is running out there. So therefore, if you have any type of a hole, we'll mask you to spill the water out on Shabbos. Omer Abai Hukach, Afilu Kurv, Afilu Karayim. Yishnol Aloch in the winter months, even if you spill out much more than two saws, you spill out a kurv's worth of water, or more than that, all it's mutter. Like even though you know Kamat Zich, the water is going to go spilling out into Shasarabim, still it's mutter. Because you don't have Kavonah, but that should go to Shasarabim. Your Kavonah is the water should go down into your chutzah right now. Ah, you ruin it? It's ruined anyway, it's not going to get more ruined. So therefore it's mutter. If you have two balconies, two porches, and they both share a chutzah underneath it, and one chutzah made the uka, one balcony made, one didn't, so the one that made can use it, the other one can't. Omar Rav Afilu Irbu, even they made Rubik Chatzera together, still the other chutzah can't use it. Omar Abaya my timer. How come the other balcony can't use this chutzah? There's a Rubik Chatzera right now, so why can't they both spill the water down? If you want to say, what's this pasha? There's too much water. Like you have this chutzah in between that's less than $1, and they made one hole there, and the hole is only enough to hold the base of sign. Now usually one family uses a base of sign worth of water. So now that you have two apartments using it, there's going to be four saws coming down there. That's going to be too much. For the more batan, you know, echadli ukav yachasli gisteron brecha vereva afal pishin esmalu mayim eres Shabbos shevkul techem mayim b'Shabbos. No matter what, if you had the hole, even though the hole was filled up before Shabbos with water, so what? Still you're allowed to throw as much water as you want on Shabbos. So what do you see? That it's filled up, all the water could be dissolved on Shabbos. And you throw more water on Shabbos, that water would also be dissolved. So what do I care? You have two different families using the same hole, all the water will be dissolved in the ground. The Mari Eliyit Mohachiyitm, if you learned, this is what you should have learned. Omar Rava, Loishonu Elishloyirvu. It's only Yosef, the two porches didn't make an Erev Chaserah.